Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Back, it's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. Thanks for joining me. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're very glad to have you here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter and check out our blog while you're there. And don't forget the articles, the archives, the Brain Trust members, lots of good stuff there that I think you'll find important and valuable to your small business as you start, run, and grow it. Bill Fledging is with us. He's also with Minda Zetlin. Minda and Bill have joined us together. They're co-authors of a book called The Geek Gap, Why Business and Technology Professionals Don't Understand Each Other and Why They Need Each Other to Survive. Bill, welcome back. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you.
Hi, Minda. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you.
And folks, you'll be glad to know that Minda is the suit and Bill is the geek, right?
Absolutely.
It's a mixed marriage.
Yeah, that's right. You guys actually are partners in business and in life, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
I have one of those relationships. Bill, I tell people that I'm the reason we get invited places, but but she's the reason we get invited back. Bill, now you're the geek, and I have something to say to you as a geek. I'm not a geek, but I sort of understand geeks a little bit. Uh-huh. In this issue of communication between technology folks and the non-technology folks, I think the problem lies with the geeks, and I think the where it starts is in the terminology that geeks use, especially when they create things like Bluetooth. What does that mean?
Well, I can explain Bluetooth, but
why would you name it? Why would they name it Bluetooth?
They're Scandinavians. It was originated by Nokia and Sony Ericsson, actually.
Right.
And they named it after King Bluetooth, who was the first king. I actually wrote a tech column on this subject, which is why I know it. See, I am a geek.
Well, but Minda, the thing is, but that's my point. He's making my point, Minda. Why would you do that? It's not the least bit intuitive. It doesn't help in the communication, does it?
Well, there's a lot of technology that has amusing or unexpected names, which is actually something we write about in the book, and probably reflects the fact that geeks will name things after what they like or what they think is funny, as opposed to trying to explain what it is. I mean, Bluetooth is one example. One that I love that's in the book is Twain. Twain is software that helps computers talk to scanners, which if you've ever tried to do it, you know is really difficult.
Right.
And there's a rumor afloat that Twain, T-W-A-I-N, is actually an acronym for technology without an interesting name. And it actually originated from the poem The Ballad of East and West by Rudyard Kipling.
Never the Twain Shall Meet.
Right,
it makes
right.
Not as much sense.
Right.
They're not. It actually goes back to something we discuss in the book about how business people need to, part of their skill set has to do with influencing others, and so therefore it is important to communicate clearly because they know that as managers they need to get other people on board, or they need to get buy-in for their ideas, or they need to sell things. Whereas geeks are just dealing with solving problems, and these issues of making people understand what they're thinking or talking about is more secondary often to them.
Right.
Bill,
you're right, that is a problem.
Bill, in the small business world, most of us don't have geeks who work for us as employees. We have geeks who are work for us who are, and by the way, we're saying geek with a great deal of affection, right, Bill?
Oh, absolutely.
And
we love the term.
and it's kind of a
not
badge,
derogatory.
It's kind of a badge of honor that comes with a pocket protector, doesn't it, Bill?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
And so most small business owners, the geeks that we are around, are the ones who are our contractors.
True. Absolutely. So, a lot of contractors, a lot of consultants out there working for this job, that job, sometimes five and six different clients at the same time.
Right.
Yeah.
But they don't always...
I think you're right. The problem lies with each of the groups. I think they're each to blame in some way.
Well, see, the reason why I think, though, it's heavier on the geek side in small business, and here's why. If you're my contractor, and I've asked you to put a network in for me, I've asked you to train my people on some technology or whatever it might be, it's your job as the vendor to take care of me, the customer.
Sure.
And if you can't speak a language that I can understand, then that relationship is going to fail. And in my case, in my company, that has happened several times.
You're right. In this new business world, geeks have to learn more about business in general. They have to learn to understand it the way they didn't have to 20 years ago. The old way is the geeks are in the basement or in the back closet somewhere, and they don't have to deal with the customer. That's changed dramatically. But it's also changed the other side also. The suits have to learn more about technology.
Right.
It's converging quite a lot, and both groups are having a difficult time with this because they're two different cultures. That's actually where the problem lies, is between the two groups. If we spend our time finger-pointing, they're the bad employees and we're the good employees, it's not going to solve the problem.
Mm-hmm.
It really has to be seen as a clash of two different cultures that simply have completely different viewpoints.
Right, but the thing is, you're right about the suits. I mean, the suits have to do a better job of understanding the technology. We have to try a little bit harder. But in my opinion, I'm coming from this from a customer standpoint.
Sure.
As a small business owner, not from an employer standpoint. I know that you guys deal with in your work, you and Minda deal a lot with the companies who have geeks who work for the company, and they're down there in the basement in their little silos, but with small businesses, it's a little bit different. And give us your website, Bill, before we go to a break.
It's www.geekgap.com.
Geekgap.com.
Absolutely.
And where's the book available?
The book is available at any major bookstores. It's on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Borders, any of this.
All right. Stand by, Bill and Minda.
Thank you, Arthur.
Hold on. Bill Fledging and Minda Zetlin are our guests. We'll be right back after these messages. 20 after. I'm Jim Blaskin. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our new friends, Minda Zetlin and Bill Fledging. They're husband and wife, partners in business and in life, co-authors of The Geek Gap. And Minda, give us your website again and tell us where the book's available.
The website is www.geekgap.com, and you can link straight to Amazon from the website and get it there, or you can get it at online and bricks and mortar bookstores everywhere.
And by the way, folks, if you just tuned in, Bill is the geek and Minda is the suit. We're talking about the tension, the conflict sometimes, the challenge that business people have talking to the technology people. And Minda, in small businesses, as I said earlier, the biggest challenge we have is most of us don't have employees who are our geeks. We hire that done through contractors. Some of us have employees, but when we do, we have these same challenges. But I think one of the big things that I've been frustrated about over the years, and I think probably a lot of other folks have been those geeks who wanted to start their own business and provide services, technology services, to businesses, especially small businesses, and they're really good at what they do, but they're not good at all at conveying a message to their customers or to any kind of reliable professional customer service. What do you think?
I think that you're right. I think that often is a problem, and we have, in the course of researching the book, heard some stories, and in one case we heard a story from a small business person who was supplying software to small companies, and he was an outsourcer. And he came to a technology meeting that we were at and spoke with incredible disdain about how the people didn't understand how to use his software, and when they asked questions, the questions weren't precise enough. And his solution was that they should spend a lot of money to bring in his people and do a lot of training.
Right.
And I thought, yeah, they don't.
That's going to happen.
Right. An interesting fact that I came across recently is they did a survey, and over 70% of technology people believe that they really understand business very well. But if you ask the managers of technology people, only 41% of them think the technology people understand business. So there's definitely a disconnect there.
Absolutely.
Bill, I wonder, you know, when someone, most of these people that I know who are the small business geeks, they were an employee for a big company at one time.
Right.
And they had the, and as when they were that employee, you know, they were almost able to control the destiny of the company because they knew stuff that nobody else knew. And so they could kind of be mysterious in the way that they do their work for that company. But when you're dealing with customers, you can't do that, can you?
No, you can't. Geeks do have to learn how to deal with business on a business level as opposed to just their firm. It's happening to both groups. In the writing of this book, I mean, I was a hardcore defender of geek psychology for a long time. And in the writing of this book, I actually learned about both sides of the coin, that both sides have the same problem. They really don't understand the other group, and they really don't know how to talk to the other group.
Mm-hmm.
And they need to find a middle ground, because it's really neither group's fault, per se, but it's both groups' responsibility.
Well, the thing that I keep coming back to, Minda, is whether I'm, as the customer of this small geek company, whether I'm difficult to deal with, whether I'm a Luddite, whether I'm a savvy technology person or what, it's still that vendor's responsibility to meet me more than halfway, isn't it?
If they're an outside vendor, you're absolutely right. It is.
Yeah.
And it can be, there's frustrations for them too, and I understand that you're not an example of this, but we have heard a lot of horror stories about people who, for instance, one geek we know said that he finally cut somebody off after the fourth time a guy called him up and asked him how to attach an email, how to attach a file to an email, because he finally said, you know, over the past 2 years, I've told you this 8 times, and I'm not telling you anymore. You have to learn.
Well, let me tell you, let me give that geek business owner some advice. Pray that guy calls you every day and send him a bill for an hour of work.
Well, right.
Yeah.
That's how you fix that.
That would be a solution, too.
You're right.
Yeah, you don't.
That's the right business approach. You're right.
No vendor has the right to cop an attitude with a customer they're paying their bill.
Yeah. Business doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
And geeks don't necessarily understand that all the time. Many of them have a problem grasping that.
Right. Well, I hope that they're listening, and I don't mean to be picking on them. And the reason I'm saying this, ladies and gentlemen, and Bill and Minda, is because there needs to be. I like what your title says. The title of your book says, "And Why They Need Each Other to Survive." That's the reason I'm bringing this up.
You bet.
I need these guys. We all need them.
Yeah.
And it doesn't help if we can't speak each other's language.
No, you're right. That's the key to actually getting work done, is understanding each other and working with each other successfully.
Right.
It's a tough job.
Well, I hope small business owners buy your book, but I really hope the geek small business owners, the ones who are providing the technology services out there.
Absolutely.
I think it ought to be required reading, not only for the owners of those companies, but all the employees that they have who work for them.
Well, that's good to hear.
From my mouth to God's ears, right, guys?
There you go.
Hey, Minda Zetlin and Bill Fledging are the authors of The Geek Gap. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. Minda, give us that website again, please.
Sure. It's www.geekgap.com.
Geekgap.com. Thanks, folks. We'll see you next time.
Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye. Quick break. Right back with Chuck Cadlick. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'm your Venus.
I'm your fire.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.